KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. It's being brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Taking a look at sports here this morning, starting off with high school activities last night. A couple of track meets here in the area. The Denison-Schleswig co-ed relays were held last night, and Atlantic participated on the girls' side. It was Denison-Schleswig winning with 192 points. Logan Magnolia was second with 127. Atlantic came in third with 85 points. Tri-Center, IKM Manning, Boyer Valley, Charter Oak Ute, and the Denison JV rounded out the rest of the field. In the individual highlights, Whitney Weiss of Denison-Schleswig won the 100. Charity Williams of Atlantic came in second. Weiss also was the winner in the 200, and Addie Fisher of Tri-Center came in second. Also in the 400-meter dash, it was Ellie Menlich of Denison-Schleswig the winner. Reagan Anderson of Denison-Schleswig won the 800. The 100 hurdles won by Sunday Faye of Denison-Schleswig. Peyton Sporer of IKM Manning won the 1,500-meter run. The 3,000 was won by Taylor Sporer of Logan Magnolia. Pluma Pross of Atlantic came in second there, and Cora Zakuta of Atlantic was third. Also in the 400-meter hurdles, Kylan Strait of Logan Magnolia took the crown. Sarah Heilison of Denison-Schleswig was a winner in the discus. Delaney Edelman of Logan Magnolia second. The high jump went to Sunday Faye of Denison-Schleswig. Alexis Brockman of Atlantic was second. The long jump goes to Olivia Diggins of Logan Magnolia. Brooklyn Hunt of Tri-Center was second, and Grace Bruckner of Atlantic came in third. The shot put won by Caitlin Diggins of Logan Magnolia. Also, Denison-Schleswig took the win in the 4x100-meter relay. Atlantic was second there. The 4x2 won by Tri-Center. The 4x4 went to Denison-Schleswig. They also won the 4x8 and the shuttle hurdle relay. Denison also took the sprint medley, and the distance medley went to IKM Manning. On the boys' side of that Denison-Schleswig co-ed meet, it was Trainer winning with 171 points. Denison came in second with 136, followed by IKM Manning in third, Boyer Valley, Logan Magnolia, Tri-Center, and the Denison JV. In the 100-meter dash finals, it was Brett Daly of Trainer winning. His teammate Chase Reed was second. Jacob Hauser of Trainer won the 200. The 400 won by Zach Ambrose of Boyer Valley. He also won the 800-meter run. The 110 hurdles went to Carter Earlmeyer of IKM Manning. Trey Castle won the 1,600 meters, and Jerry Jorgensen, his teammate from Trainer, there was second. The 3,200-meter run also won by Trey Castle of Trainer. The 400-meter hurdles won by Brett Daly of Trainer. Grant Strackey of IKM Manning took the discus. Jared Johnson of IKM Manning won the high jump. The long jump won by Brett Daly of Trainer. Shot put was taken by Jade Magnuson of Denison-Schleswig. Also, the 4x1, 4x2 were both won by Denison-Schleswig. Trainer took the 4x4 and the 4x8. The shuttle hurdle relay went to Denison-Schleswig. Tri-Center won the sprint medley, and also IKM Manning winning the distance medley. Also, the last night, the Cardinal relays were held for the boys in Clarinda, and they had two classes competing there. In the Class 2A portion of the meet, it was Griswold winning with 124 points. St. Albert came in second with 121, followed by Underwood, Clarinda, Mount Air, Southwest Valley, Bedford, Clarinda Academy, and Stanton. It was Blake Rallis of St. Albert winning the 100 meters. A.J. Hartman of Griswold was second. Rallis also took the 200 meters. David Thompson of Griswold won the 400 and the 800. Tyler Freeze of Underwood took the 110 hurdles. Josh Brownlee of Griswold was the winner in the 1,600-meter run. His teammate David Thompson came in second. Thompson also won the 3,200 meters. Lucas Chitava of Clarinda was a winner in the 400 hurdles. The discus won by Brandon Magnuson of Underwood. The high jump went to Jaden Jonke of Griswold. He also won the long jump, and his teammate Preston Good was second. The shot put taken by Matt Fagan of St. Albert. Clarinda won the 4x1. St. Albert took the 4x2 and the 4x4. The 4x8 won by Underwood. Shuttle hurdle relay went to St. Albert. Clarinda won the sprint medley, and the distance medley won by Underwood. At the Cardinal Relays for the Class 3A portion of the meet, it was Glenwood winning the title with 152 points. Lewis Central was second with 124. Atlantic coming in third with 89, followed by Thomas Jefferson, Harlan, Shenandoah, Red Oak, and Abraham Lincoln. The 100-meter dash was won by Max Dugan of Lewis Central, and Maverick Decker of Glenwood was second. Grant Reed of Atlantic came in third. The 200 meters was won by Ken McMahon of Lewis Central. Also, the 400 won by Max Dugan of LC. It was the 800-meter one won by Daniel Carey of Thomas Jefferson. Grant Reed of Atlantic took the title in the 110 hurdles. He was also first in the 400 hurdles. The 1,600-meter run went to Parson Covington of Glenwood. Jackson Eden of Atlantic was second. Bradley Dennis of Atlantic came in third in that race. Phoenix Shadden of Atlantic won the 3,200-meter run. The discus won by Cameron Baker of Thomas Jefferson. The high jump went to Hunter Rice of Shenandoah. Long jump won by Nick Foss of Harlan. Shot put went to Dane Theobald of Lewis Central. Glenwood took wins in the 4x1, 4x2, 4x4, and the shuttle hurdle. Also, it was Shenandoah winning the 4x8. The sprint medley went to Lewis Central, and Thomas Jefferson won the distance medley. Moving on to other spring sports last night. In boys golf, it was AHSTW over Tri-Center, 176-185. Medalist Eric Jorgensen of AHSTW with a 40. Trainer beat Riverside, 170-206. Medalist was Jaden Anderson of Trainer with a 39. IKM Manning beat Missouri Valley, 185-221. Medalist was Austin Ehrenholz of IKM Manning with a 44. In girls golf, Atlantic opened up their season with a win, 174-203 over Creston. Medalist Brooke Newell of Atlantic with a 38. Atlantic also got a 46 from Alyssa Ginther and McKenna Denbesty. Bailey Newell shot a 47 and Sarah Fixmer a 50. Mary Hayes shot a 56 for the Trojans. HSTW beat Tri-Center 208-229. Medalist was Madison Rasmussen of AHSTW with a 46. IKM Manning 236 to no team score for Missouri Valley. Medalist was Madison Leese of Missouri Valley with a 52. Also, Trainer beat Riverside 178 to no team score. Medalist was Allie Anderson of Trainer with a 41. And Underwood topped Audubon 219-244. Medalist there was Rachel Teton of Underwood with a 49. In boys tennis, Harlan swept St. Albert 9-0. Girls tennis, Abraham Lincoln over Sioux City East 8-1, and they also beat Bishop Heelan 7-2. In boys soccer, it was Atlantic 8-4 over Missouri Valley. ADM beat St. Albert 4-0. AHSTW over Tri-Center 3-2. Trainer beat Underwood 2-0. Nevada was a 5-2 winner over Camper Catholic. Sioux City West was a winner in the girls' side over Harlan 4-2. Also in girls soccer, Underwood 2-0 over Trainer. In a game we had for you last night here on the radio, Amir Garrett pitched two-hit ball for six innings to win his Major League debut. A sharp start for the former St. John's basketball player as the Cincinnati Reds beat the St. Louis Cardinals 2-0 on Friday. Garrett struck out four, walked two, and needed only 78 pitches to record 18 outs. The 6'5" lefty played two seasons of hoops at St. John's while already a Reds minor leaguer. Michael Lorenzen and Rocio Iglesias combined for three innings of hitless relief. Iglesias went two innings to earn his second save. And we'll have the Cardinals and the Reds once again for you here this afternoon. 12:20, the pregame start time. First pitch will be at 1:15 here this afternoon. Also yesterday, Jason Vargas got his first win in nearly 2 years, and the Kansas City Royals beat the Houston Astros 5-1 last night. Kansas City got their first victory of the season after being swept at Minnesota in their first three games. Other scores in baseball and interleague play was Arizona over Cleveland 7-3. In the AL, Detroit beat Boston 6-5, Baltimore 6-5 over the Yankees, Tampa Bay beat Toronto 10-8, Texas 10-5 over Oakland. It was Minnesota 3-1 over the White Sox and the Angels 5-1 over Seattle. In the National League, Pittsburgh 5-4 over Atlanta, Washington beat Philadelphia 7-6, Colorado 2-1 over the Dodgers, San Diego beat San Francisco 7-6, Miami over the Mets 7-2, Milwaukee beat Chicago 2-1 in 11 innings of play as well. That's a look at some of the latest in sports here this morning on KJAN Sports, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.